and I changed in them would be. All the living things there's my heaven to believe. Oh, wide singing, oh, wide shouting. On that happy morning, we all shall laugh. Oh, wide glory, hallelujah. When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. When with all that heavenly host we begin to sing. Well, singing in that Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join our song, with them we shall be. Praising God through ages long. Seems that now I almost see all the sainted dead, rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change in them would be. All the living saints do fly, heaven's jubilee. Just think what that's going to be like. They're going to be singing, shouting, and dancing, praising the Lord. It's coming. I can almost see it. Amen. I know we feel it. Singing in that Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join our song, with them we shall be. Praising God through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Thank you.
Lord. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Brother Jackson. I could easily do it again, too. Oh, what singing.
Oh, what shouting.
Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. We have a lot to sing and shout and praise the Lord about. Amen. You excited? You under anticipation? You're in the right place. And you that's listening in, you're in the right place. We'd like to welcome y'all. We have many visitors with us. All the visitors, raise your hands. Welcome. God bless you. I see Brother Sanger here. Welcome, Brother Sanger. It's nice to have you here. Stand up, Brother Sanger, a real soldier of the cross right there. We're welcoming you to God's only provided way to unite the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
With the greatest ministry of all time, the tape ministry. Woo! The name of the Lord, you may be seated. The greatest ministry of all times, that we get to sit together in heavenly places to hear the voice of God. It is the voice of God. You see, God has to have something to speak through. He chose the vessel, He chose the man, and we chose our ears to hear it. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. I've been hearing many reports that there's hundreds and hundreds of devils around the world with no heads. Seems the brides cut their heads off last week.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. You guys are whacking him away.
Yay.
Praise the name of the Lord. Did you enjoy our Wednesday night prayer meeting at the church? You were there to attend. That was wonderful. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I'm sorry for the visitors that's here. We do get up and down a whole lot. But there is something inside of us that pushes us to do that. You know, I was speaking with a brother not long ago, and, you know, it's very easy to misinterpret that when we do and clapping our hands and standing up and rejoicing, for somebody that don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and knows what we know, it's strange to them. Amen. To us, it's not strange at all. Because there's something inside of us. And I said, do you notice, though, I says, when you come here, is because when we talk about this message, when we read a quote, when we say what God's done for us, when we recognize who that we are in this time, I says it's just something that has to explode. It's like they tell you, never, when you go to sneeze, never hold your nose. You're going to blow up. I mean, I can't say there, oh, that really blessed my heart. I can't do it. I got to let it out. I want everybody to know, man, I'm happy. I'm thankful. I'm praising the Lord. Woo! Praise the Lord.
But
I told, I says, do you realize though? I says, now watch. I says, when we're saying those things and we're talking, we're excited and praising the Lord and shouting and clapping. I says, but when the lion roars, he takes every spirit under his control.
Amen.
Every spirit is under his control. We're joy unspeakable, and sometimes we'll clap a little bit, but everything's quiet because the lion's speaking. Elohim is speaking to his bride, and we just sit and soak it all in. Then later on, we can shout and scream, oh, did you hear him say that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear him talking about me? Yeah, that he was talking about me too. Then we can shout and scream and praise the name of the Lord. But I love that. He is in full control of everything. And that's what we want. Brother Branham says you have to watch out for fanaticism, for criticism, all that is there. And it can be. People can get into the flesh. It's just the way that it is. We're human. But I believe we're in the spirit.
Amen.
Not in the flesh. We're in the spirit. And I think it's a joy for the Lord when he hears us praising him. And I want to thank each of you that it was Wednesday night at the service that we had at the tabernacle. How special that was. Just the anointing of the Lord Jesus in that tabernacle.
Amen.
It is a place, like Brother Ram says, the scripture wasn't the holy mountain. It was the Holy Spirit on it.
Amen.
But God chose the place. He chose that little tabernacle.
Amen.
He sent his prophet there on that little lily pad. And I'm looking at a lot of little mud lilies right now that come up through the muck and the mire and the clay and everything else. He said, that's the most beautiful flower in the world. There you are, whole big bouquet. Here and around the world. But for you that are listening in Wednesday night, that we had service, we had a prayer meeting at the Branham Tabernacle. And just I'd like to say thank you that as you come in, that you are so quiet, peaceful, ready just to talk to him. And then when you left exactly the same way. But the anointing was so strong. It was wonderful to be there. I like one of the deacons, he said, one of the brothers, when he was leaving, looked and he looked up at him and he didn't want to say anything. He just said, he's in there. And he was in there. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for that. We are getting ready tonight for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You ready for it? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. He is here with us in this building.
Amen.
He is here with you listening in.
Amen.
And he's going to anoint you tonight.
Amen.
He's going to encourage you tonight.
Amen.
He's going to hug you tonight.
Amen.
He's going to put his arms around you and tell you, you're his.
Amen.
He's going to tell you that you are his one and only sweetheart.
Amen.
Ain't that awesome?
Amen.
We're his sweetheart.
Amen.
We're his bride. We're the one that he chose before the foundation of the world to give this revelation to. The predestinated that you would be here in this end time right now to hear it. There can't be a greater love than that right there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He will tell us, and he does, that we are a part of him. That seed that he's been talking about, it has been falling into the right bedding ground. Amen. He says that bedding ground has got right. It is the only way to get in that bedding ground that you are getting into is by listening to this message.
Amen.
That's the only thing that brings that perfect bedding ground is listening into that word. He said it's that pulsation.
Amen.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Brother Branham's going to tell us all about that tonight, that pulsation.
Amen.
Something that we feel in the inside that's been with us since we were born.
Amen.
It's always been there. Brother Branham said you were born with it.
Amen.
You never knew maybe what it was or what it meant. But now that revelation of exactly what it is coming to light.
Amen.
You've always known the message. You've always known the word. But now it's coming to life where it's inside
Amen.
Of you. He said it's taken root in your heart like it never has before. When it reaches and goes by, what did you do the other night? What are we going to do tonight? Grab it.
Amen.
Amen. I want to grab it tonight. Hold on to it. Praise the name of the Lord. By grabbing it, it has been revealed to us that you are the royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Oh, amen. You the royal seed of Abraham. Oh! Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. You are, it has been revealed to you that you are healed. It's been revealed to you that you don't have the cancer no more. It's been revealed to you you're going to have a baby. It's been revealed to you. It's been revealed that whatever you've asked in the name of the Lord, He's going to give it to you. Has that been revealed to you? Amen. Oh, the pulsation. Feel it. Glory. Whatever you ask for. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a testimony meeting not too long from now. We're going to have it tonight because it's already happened. We might as well have it. Amen. Brother Branham, we're going to hear all about that's putting that work, that faith in action. He says, you let the world see it, that we believe what we've accepted, what we've got. He says, that's what we see. And he says, what has happened? He said, it's your F-A-I-T-H inside of you. And it's in the bedding grounds of J-E-S-U-S. He says it's on the inside, and now it's been revealed that it's for Y-O-U. Amen. Praise the Lord. Me, you, praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. That prophet, Elohim. It was a prophet, it was a man, but it was God speaking through that man to his bride. And only God knows how to say the right words. Everything that he says, he said, every noise, every sound has a meaning. And that sound that comes, that's how come we want to hear I, we. It's the voice of God to the bride of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, verily, verily, verily. He said, this day, I. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful to know that? Amen. You may be seated. That faith that is working in us is now being put into action, he said.
Amen.
Something has happened, and what is going to happen to you? It is revealed to you. And then what happens? Has it been revealed to you?
Amen.
Amen. And then this is what happens. You are fearless. Amen. Oh, man. You don't care if the whole world, what they say, you're fearless. When it's revealed to you, this is the truth coming from God, then you're going to be fearless.
Amen.
He said that is a real son of God. Then no matter what it looks like, what people say, what that they think, the fun they make of you, you're fearless. You hold on to God's word. He said it's anchored in your heart. It's went down there in the bedding ground, and you know it. He said it's revealed. And once that it is, it's revealed, there's nothing that can change you. It's like the revelation of this message. Nothing can change you from the revelation of this message. It's getting Satan. Well, his head's already cut off, so we shouldn't even talk about him. We cut his head off. But he keeps telling us all those things that you're not and you're looking at your past and what you did. It has nothing to do with nothing. Nothing. Why? We're justified. That's why.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're fearless because this message has been revealed to us.
Amen.
We're fearless is because that we know who Elohim is.
Amen.
We're fearless because we know who we are.
Amen.
Oh, that's a biggie right there. Realizing who that we are. We're fearless because that we know today and what we're doing in this building tonight and listening in around the world is the perfect will of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory. How does it feel to be in the perfect will of the Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. You know, there's a lot of things we have to worry about that if we're in the will of the Lord and do the right thing. There ain't no question about this.
Amen.
Zero. Amen. We cannot be deceived.
Amen.
We cannot be deceived. We are not like those other anointed ones at the end time.
Amen.
Because we are listening to the voice of God directly from God Himself.
Yeah.
And it's not by chance. He said it's the spoken word by the lips of God, God's anointed prophet messenger. That's what we're listening to. Amen. Impossible to be deceived. When God reveals something, which if there is ever a secret that comes out from God to being made known to the people, if there's, I better read that again. When it's God reveals something, which if there's ever is a secret comes out from God to be made known to the people, it will never come through the cemetery. It will never come through a group of people. It never did. It always will, has, and will through one individual, a prophet. Amos 3:7. Lord, you may be seated. God's word needs no interpretation.
Amen.
That's exactly what that said right there.
Amen.
It needs no interpretation. God spoke it through his prophet. That's it. It's the word.
Amen.
You don't have to tell me what it means or your explanation or anything else. God, give me a revelation what it is.
Amen.
That it is the voice of God. I have heard of thee that thou could create squirrels. I've heard of thee that thou could create a ram, but now I see thee with my own eyes, the manifestation, the vision made visible before us.
Amen.
We see. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We're going to all hear about creating squirrels tonight. Amen. That's a hunting story I like. You know, one time a man said, a minister did say, he goes, we don't need no more of them hunting stories. I do. I could just have the hunting story and I'd believe the message. That is the message. Create squirrels? Praise the name of the Lord. That is Hebrews 13:8. That is Malachi 4:5. That is Revelations 10:7. Creating squirrels is exactly what it is. It's the message once that you see. And no greater, he said, that was the greater that it was. Creating something out of nothing. Oh, my goodness. Praise the name of the Lord. I've heard of thee, but now I see. Now I see. Now, that has two meanings. See has two meanings. We can see, I see you with my eye. But see is a revelation. I understand. I see. We have heard, but now we see. A revelation, spiritual revelation given to the bride of Jesus Christ only. It's an exclusive revelation to the bride of Jesus Christ. Many have the revelation that Jesus died on the cross for their sins. Many, thousands, I don't know how many, but only a few have a revelation that God came again in this end time. That's a spiritual revelation. We heard, but now we see. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We have got the greatest faith of all times, you.
Amen.
Think about that.
Amen.
You have got the greatest faith of all times. Amen. The prophet of God said it will take the greatest, the most faith of ever to have that rapturing in faith.
Amen.
So there's never been a greater in faith that God has instilled in you.
Amen.
You are his sweetheart.
Amen.
That's how much that he loves you. That revelation that no one else can have is inside of you. And when you go to acting upon what you believe in your heart, then the people know God and know what's happening to you by the way you act. That's how you see God with your own eyes. Amen. When people see that message living through us, they see that word living through you. When you made that promise last week, God, that's entered into my heart. The pulsation hit the inside of you. When you grabbed it and said, it's mine. I'm delivered of that sickness. I'm going to have that baby. Whatever I have need of, I'm taking it. He says, then you act upon it. And he says, then the world sees that word living in you. That's a living word made flesh amongst the people.
Amen.
Are you one of them?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. How wonderful. In this day and time that it is, we're fellowshipping with brothers that we know God sent a prophet messenger. That's the revelation. You got to have that revelation.
Amen.
If you don't see that, you've missed everything.
Amen.
That's Hebrews 13:8 right there.
Amen.
Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
That is the revelation.
Yes.
But then there is something, you know, sometimes, and this is where I think the ministry gets mixed up. Is that they think they've got something to do. God is his own interpreter.
Amen.
You don't have to interpret the word. They do have something to do. And they have a position. Keep this prophet messenger before you.
Amen.
Let them tell you who you are.
Amen.
That we are God's children and bride. But we do have something to do. And that's to realize we are his bride.
Amen.
That word that he brought is in you. You are that spoken word child of God.
Amen.
You are what you say. If you ask it, you can have it.
Amen.
It's you. Then you realize, it's me, Lord. It's not just God sent a prophet. God sent a prophet to tell me who I was.
Amen.
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 Oh, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That's that pulsation in our heart when we recognize that who we are.
Amen.
He says, inspiration has struck us.
Amen.
It has came to us that this is the hour.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
This is the message.
Amen.
This is who we are.
Amen.
We are the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And who's going to see it? He said, the elect of God.
Amen.
It's been in Noah's time, in Moses' time, in Jesus' time, the apostles' time, in Luther's time, in Wesley's time, in Pentecostal time, because that was the seed that was on earth when this inspiration was poured out. Now, while the inspiration's poured out to gather the bride together, it's only those who are elected will see it. We are the elected of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's stand. Are you the elected of God? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand. Praise the Lord. You know, when that bride, he says, when they recognize themselves, when they realize who that they are, he says, then he'll come. Do you know what?
Amen.
He's already on his way.
Amen.
He's already on his way. He said there's three things that he does.
Yes.
And he said that shout was the message going forth. Amen. To call out a bride.
Yes.
I'm looking at the bride. I'm talking to the bride.
Amen.
He's already on his way. He's already on his way. I believe just in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, like we talked about, I do believe that one day, absolutely, I believe that Elijah will walk right up here and say, good evening, friends. I believe it. Only the bride will see the bride.
Amen.
So he says, we're watching and we're waiting. And it's so close. And that revelation will give us that rapturing and faith that we need. And I believe we're closer than we've ever been. Do you believe that in your heart?
Amen.
Do you feel that in your heart? Down in your soul, that's that pulsation is, Lord, I'm just not the same person. I've always loved this message. I always loved the Lord. But now the realization that I am a bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I am his sweetheart.
Amen.
He did everything for me, for you. And he wants you to realize, quit looking at yourself. Just look to him, what he did for you. You know with inside of your heart that you're a child of God. Do you really believe that with all your heart? Do you know that with all your heart? Isn't that wonderful? Think about what you got your hand up for. That you realize that you are a child of God. No matter what, no matter my failures, no matter my weaknesses, no matter what I've done in the past. Lord, I'm yours. You justified me. You saved me. You show me the message, and now you're revealing to me who I am. I'm your bride, Lord Jesus, and I love you with all my heart, Lord. So you believe that, Lord, anything I can ask in your name, I believe it, Lord. I can receive it because you're the one that placed it in my heart, Lord. You're the one that put it there.
Amen.
It's not work up emotion. It's not some thought. It's some happy thing. It's a reality.
Amen.
It's the truth. It's the vindicated truth.
Yes.
The vindicated living word of God.
Amen.
No wonder it's more and more real to us when he said the prophets and the sages, even the prophet of God told us last week, if I could live in any time, when would I want to live?
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
Lord, we all want to see your coming. He's here.
Amen.
His coming is here.
Amen.
His appearing is close.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. I believe it. We can just reach out and touch it, Lord. So let us bow our heads. We just want to worship you for a second, Lord. Within our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for a bride, Lord. When I look at these precious souls and I think of the ones that are listening in, Lord, that have stayed true and faithful to that word. These are the ones that you called, that you chose. Lord, let that go deep in their heart tonight. for the young, for the middle age, for the old, for all of us, Lord. The reality that we're sons and daughters of God, that predestinated, called out one, Lord. And we're here to thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done for us, Lord. Thank you for your grace and keeping us along the way. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for today. It can all change just like that. But you keep your hand up over us. You watch us, you protect us, you keep us, and you reveal to us more every single day.
Amen.
We see more clear every day, Lord, who that we are. Nothing we've done, nothing we've merited. It's just your grace, Lord. And no one can have it, Lord, but your bride. And we claim and know we are your bride. We're so happy to be here tonight in your presence, Lord. Lord, once again, how you're going to encourage us that when you hear that word, how it goes deep in our heart, and to know he's talking about me.
Amen.
I'm that one. I see this. We're living in the days of Malachi 4. I see it. It was Elohim that talked to Abraham. I see it. That you will be him. That pulsating in the inside. Yes, Lord, that's me. Thank you, Lord. Now we want to invite you, Lord. We know that you're here. But we want to make you feel welcome, Lord.
Amen.
We want to take the tears and wipe your feet, Lord, and tell you Amen. That we love you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We want you to put your arms around us and tell us how much that you love us. It comforts us so much, Lord.
Yes.
And we want to worship you at your feet and tell you that we love you. Lord, you know the secret of every heart, of every man, every woman, every child. You know the needs of all your children. You know the needs that's been projected up here to the people, the ones that are listening in throughout the world. We're seeing word being fulfilled tonight.
Amen. Yes.
Your bride uniting around this word.
Amen.
For Father, truly nothing can bring your bride together but you.
Amen.
And this word is you, Lord.
Amen.
It's not man, it's you. Father, as they hold their request in their heart, Lord, may you grant it. Give them a refreshing of the Holy Spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Give them such a filling of the baptism of your spirit tonight, Lord Jesus, that,
yes.
Lord, it'd be a night like no other night, Lord.
Praise your name.
May you meet their needs, whatever it might be.
Yes.
We welcome you, Lord Jesus.
God is so good. God is so
our heads. Father, how great thou art, Lord. You're so good to us, Lord. We just love you, Lord, with all our heart. And Lord, as we've raised our hands to you in praise, we feel your presence, and we're so thankful, Lord, that you visited us today. We love you, Lord. We're so thankful, Lord, for Calvary. You purchased us by your blood. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, for this message and this messenger. Lord, thank you so much. Lord, your bride, you've called your bride together today. You've invited them to the table. Lord, many of them, they might be by themselves. They might be in their home. They might be in a church. But regardless of wherever they are, you've called them to your table. Yes. And Lord, you're right there with them too. And Lord, I'm just thinking about how that maybe it would be a young person that's listening in. Maybe they have something on their heart. But just like that little boy in that Carlsbad cavern said, don't worry about it, little sister. There's a man here that can turn on the light. Thank you, Lord, for that messenger. Thank you, Lord. Lord, there might be a brother. Bless and be with him, Lord. Bless your bride as they feast at this table, Lord. Lord, we believe with all our heart you chose this tape for your bride today. And we believe it with all our heart, Lord. And it's this message that's bringing us together. It's this message that's perfecting your bride. It's this message that we're feeding upon. It's this message that it's the absolute. It's Malachi 4 time. Lord, it's your word, and we're riding on every word of it. Bless and be with these requests now, Lord. We love you, how great you are. We're so happy to be your children. And once more, you're going to tell us that we're your bride. We love you, Lord. We can't express to you how we feel, but Lord, just we love you with all our heart. And thank you for being so good to us. We love you. Bless now the rest of this service. We commit it all into your hands. Bless your servant. Bless and be with him. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. To me. Together, God is so good. God. God is so good. Yes, God is so good. He's so good to me. I love him so. I love him. So good to each one of us. How many's happy and thankful that we get to meet one more time on this side of the river together? The Lord has been so good to us. How many's thankful for that victory that's in Jesus? Amen. We heard an old story how a Savior came from glory, and we've accepted that. Amen. Well, I heard an old story. Oh, how a Savior came from glory, and how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I
repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, oh, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Oh, he loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we humbly bow before you today, Lord, we don't even have the words to express our thanks for the privilege of being here today, Lord, gathered in this special place of worship, Lord, gathered here with the saints of God, a part of the bride of Jesus Christ, sons and daughters of God. Lord, such an honor and a privilege, and we've gathered today, Lord, we give honor to your resurrection, and we thank you for Calvary, Lord. Thank you for the sacrifice that you made for us, Lord. Lord, it should have been us that went to that cross on Calvary, but Lord, you come and you took our place and you paid that sin penalty for us, Lord, and you made a way for us that we could have eternal life with you, and we thank you and praise you for it, Lord, from the depths of our heart. And Lord, we're gathered here today to receive of that word, Lord, that word that you have provided for us, that spiritual food in its season, Lord. And Lord, as that word comes forth, we pray that you would anoint our hearts to receive it, Lord, that it would be just indwelled in our hearts and be manifested in our lives, Lord, that we would be a true witness and a testimony for you in this life. And Lord, as that word comes into our heart, Lord, and as we leave this place today, may we leave here being better Christians and being more like you, Lord. And Lord, we just ask your blessings upon each one. May every need here be met today. And now, Lord, as we receive the tithes and offerings, we ask your blessings upon them as they're used for your honor and for your glory. We humbly ask it all in the name of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
In Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again, and he caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, oh, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. And I heard about a mansion that he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, it's victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. And isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Yes, isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Well, eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Well, isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Well, eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Amen. Well, isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Well, eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Well, cares all pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. And as I journey through the land, singing as I go, oh, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord leads me on, through him I must win. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. And when in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to him, he will give me light. And Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leaves whatever be tied. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, tears all past, ever to rejoice. And when in valleys low I look toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, he's leading in the fight. And with a tender hand outstretched toward the valley low, he's guiding me and I can see as I onward go. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. And on the streets of glory, my voice, airs all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then the Lord directs my bark, he does safely keep. And he leads me gently on through this world below, for he's a real friend to me, and oh, I love him so. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of glory. Let me lift my voice, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him, yes. best look upon his face, and there to sing forever of his saving grace. And on the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. There's a fast home at last, ever to rejoice.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. This time, special from Brother Tim Gary.
There's something within me that's holding the reins. There's something within me that banishes pain. There's something within me more than I can explain. I wanna let the world know, praise God, there's something within. I woke up one morning feeling so bad, had a heavy burden for all the things I've done bad. He took my burden. Now I'm so glad. I wanna let the world know, praise God, there's something within. There's something within me that's holding the reins. There's something within me more than I can explain. There's something within me that banishes pain. I wanna let the world know, praise God, there's something within. The sweet Holy Spirit has made his appeal, fighting like a soldier on life's battlefield. On the tapes he has pleaded for my poor heart to yield. I wanna let the world know, praise God, there's something within. Do you have that something, that burning desire? Do you have that something that never grows tired? And if you have it, the pillar of fire, you wanna let the world know, praise God, there's something within. There's something within me that's holding the reins. There's something within me that banishes pain. There's something within me more than I can explain. I wanna let the world know, Praise God, there's something within. I wanna let the world know. Praise God, there's something within.
Something within. We can't explain it, but we believe it and we see it. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Brother Timmy, and God bless you. Truly, this is the greatest time in all history. And He's allowed us to live in this day. And there's never been a day like this day today. Amen. This day to me, there's never been a day like this day I see. There's never been a light that shines so bright as this day, this glory. Day to me, there's never been a day like this day I see, and there's never been a light that shines so bright as this day, this glory.
Sing the first verse.
Christ is revealing Himself unto me. He opened my eyes and now I can see. His word has become this glorious day. Let's sing it one more time. Oh, Christ is revealing Himself unto me. He opened my eyes and now I can see. His word has become a reality in this day, this glorious day. Oh, there's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day I see, and there's never been a light that shines so bright as this day, this
shine on me, shine.
shine on me. Let us bow our heads and hum it to him. Sing it to him. Remain standing as we hear the message, God's prophet, straight from the lips of God's anointed prophet, messenger of the hour, to the bride of Jesus Christ. I have heard, but now I see. God bless you, God's prophet and messenger, Brother Branham.